Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Money Answer Book, by Dave Ramsey is a practical, question-driven guide designed to help everyday people make clearer decisions about money. Built around common real-life concerns, it organizes personal finance into fast, usable answers that reflect Ramsey's well-known emphasis on living on a budget, avoiding debt, and building long-term wealth through consistent habits. Rather than presenting finance as a complex academic subject, the book frames it as a set of choices you can understand and repeat, spend less than you earn, plan ahead, and prioritize financial stability over short-term comfort. Readers can expect coverage that touches budgeting, saving, insurance, mortgages, retirement, and the kinds of money dilemmas that come up at different life stages. The format makes it approachable for beginners while still offering structure for anyone who wants a refresher. It is especially suited for people who want direct guidance, clear priorities, and a values-based approach to money management. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, budgeting as the foundation of financial control. A central theme in Ramsey's work is that a written plan is the difference between wishing and winning with money. The book's Q&A format helps readers address the everyday friction points that derail budgets, such as irregular income, overspending categories, and the temptation to treat certain expenses as unchangeable. It reinforces the idea that a budget is not a punishment, but a tool for telling your money where to go before it disappears. By focusing on practical questions, the book pushes readers to define priorities, track spending honestly, and adjust quickly when life changes. It also highlights the importance of aligning a budget with goals like getting out of debt, saving for emergencies, and preparing for major purchases. Another recurring emphasis is behavior. Budgets fail less from math errors and more from inconsistent follow-through, lack of communication in households, and vague categories that hide leaks. Readers are encouraged to use a simple system they will actually maintain, review it often, and treat budgeting as a monthly rhythm rather than a one-time event. This topic matters because consistent budgeting creates the margin needed for every other step in a financial plan. Secondly, debt reduction and the case for living debt-free. The book addresses the persistent question many people have, is debt just normal, or is it a barrier to progress? In line with Ramsey's broader philosophy, the guidance typically frames debt as a risk that limits choices, increases stress, and slows wealth building. Through common questions about credit cards, car loans, student loans, and mortgages, readers are guided to think in terms of trade-offs and long-term outcomes rather than monthly payments alone. The emphasis is on eliminating consumer debt aggressively, using a structured payoff approach, and avoiding new debt to prevent backsliding. The book also clarifies how interest works against you, how minimum payments prolong payoff timelines, and why quick fixes that reshuffle balances can fail if spending behavior does not change. Another point is motivation. Debt reduction is not only about saving money on interest, but also about restoring control and confidence. Readers learn to connect debt payoff to tangible life goals like increasing flexibility, reducing household conflict, and freeing cash flow for savings and giving. This topic is important because removing debt can create a clearer path to building an emergency fund, investing consistently, and making large purchases without financial strain. Thirdly, emergency funds and the role of cash reserves. A recurring personal finance question is how much to save and where to keep it, especially when life feels unpredictable. The Money Answer Book treats emergency savings as a critical layer of protection that prevents setbacks from becoming disasters. By addressing scenarios like medical bills, car repairs, job loss, and home maintenance, it helps readers understand that emergencies are not rare events, but inevitable costs that need a plan. The guidance typically encourages building cash reserves in a simple, accessible place so money is available quickly without market risk. It also clarifies the difference between sinking funds for expected expenses and true emergency funds for the unexpected. Many readers struggle with starting small, staying consistent, and resisting the urge to use savings for non-emergencies. The Q&A approach speaks directly to these points and makes the case that peace of mind has a measurable value. Another angle is how emergency funds interact with debt payoff and investing. Cash reserves create stability so you can stay on track when surprises happen. This topic matters because an emergency fund reduces dependence on credit cards and loans, lowers stress in households, and provides the financial breathing room needed to make better decisions instead of rushed ones. Fourthly, major purchases, housing decisions, and risk management. Big financial choices tend to come with emotional pressure, and the book addresses practical questions around cars, homes, and insurance with an eye toward avoiding long-term regret. It encourages readers to look beyond what lenders approve and instead choose purchases that fit within a sustainable monthly plan. In housing, this means thinking about affordability, down payments, and the total cost of ownership, not just the mortgage payment. For vehicles, it emphasizes avoiding lifestyle inflation and keeping transportation costs from crowding out saving and investing. Risk management is also a key part of this topic. Many people buy insurance without understanding what they are protecting, or they skip coverage to save money and expose themselves to large losses. The book's everyday question approach helps clarify how to think about the purpose of insurance, how to evaluate needs, and how to avoid financial fragility. It also reinforces that financial security often comes from boring, consistent choices rather than dramatic leaps. This topic is important because major purchases and inadequate protection are two of the most common ways households become overextended. Making conservative, well-planned decisions can preserve cash flow, reduce stress, and support wealth building over decades. Lastly, building wealth through long-term habits and retirement planning. Beyond getting current finances under control, the book points readers toward wealth building through steady, disciplined habits. It addresses common questions about saving, investing, and retirement in a way that keeps the focus on consistency and time rather than speculation. Readers are encouraged to understand the role of retirement accounts, the importance of starting early, and the compounding effect of regular contributions. Another part of this topic is values. Wealth is framed not only as a number, but as the ability to live with freedom, generosity, and less anxiety about the future. The Q&A structure helps demystify why investing is often a next step after budgeting, debt reduction, and emergency savings are in place. It also emphasizes that wealth building is vulnerable to the same behavioral traps that create debt, such as overspending when income rises, chasing quick returns, or neglecting planning because it feels far away. The book's practical tone helps readers connect today's choices to future outcomes, making retirement planning feel actionable rather than abstract. This topic matters because long-term security is built through repeatable systems, saving automatically, keeping lifestyle inflation in check, and making decisions that protect progress across decades rather than weeks. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who want clear, decisive guidance on everyday money situations, especially beginners who feel overwhelmed by financial jargon or conflicting advice. It also suits couples and families who need a shared framework for budgeting, getting out of debt, and making big decisions like buying a car or home. The main benefit is that it turns personal finance into a series of practical choices you can apply immediately, build a plan, protect yourself with savings, reduce dependence on debt, and make purchases that preserve long-term stability. Because the content is organized around common questions, it is easy to consult when a real issue comes up, rather than requiring a cover-to-cover reading experience. Compared with many personal finance books that focus heavily on investing theory or complex optimization, this one stands out for its straightforward priorities and action orientation. It is not trying to impress you with complexity, it is trying to help you change behavior and build momentum. If you want a compact reference that reinforces disciplined habits, provides quick clarity during financial stress, and supports a long-term path toward wealth, it is a worthwhile purchase. If you would like to support Dave Ramsey, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.